came to be at Totem in 1971 as assistant area manager, train crews it was called. Train crews had always been the field that I'd had at Nottingham as the junior officer there, and it was train crews, which is the engine drivers, the second men, I used to be firemen of course in steam days, but second men, and guards, and one or two other ancillary workers. But it didn't include the shunting staff in Totem Sidings, which were of course quite a big body of men, or the signalmen, or indeed the clerks in the office, who were under the admin section. There was an admin, pay and rations, and welfare and uniform, that sort of thing, was theirs. And so I thought really I'd landed now. I was far more autonomous maybe than I'd been in previous jobs working in a railway office where there's always a boss. Here I could feel I had my own engine drivers and guards and so on. And of course I was lucky, they really were the salt of the earth. They were mainly much senior to me in age. They were a very highly responsible lot of men, really, who you didn't have to instill any discipline to them, really. They knew it already. The pyramid of responsibility was very obvious to them as well as to me. And if we did have to instill any disciplinary procedure for someone who'd been late on duty or something like that, or had a minor infringement of the rules, or a more major one, like pass a signal at danger, and we had very few of those, everyone knew their place.